Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, February 14th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.25. The dew point is 37 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An update will be provided on proceedings in the case of a man accused of raping and holding a woman against her will in his Excelsior Springs basement.
Timothy Haslett Jr. was arrested and charged with first-degree kidnapping, first-degree rape, and second-degree assault last October. Police arrested Haslett after the victim escaped from a room in his basement and ran to neighbors for help. The woman was found handcuffed by her ankles and wrists. She also had a trash bag, tape, and a metal collar with a padlock around her neck. The Clay County Prosecutor's Office plans to hold a press conference today at 3 p.m. at the Old Liberty Courthouse. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan was seen holding a Chiefs Kingdom sign on Monday at noon at the corner of Main and Central after losing a friendly wager with Sheriff Jeff Easter. Sullivan came to Wichita from Philadelphia and was rooting for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. If the Eagles had won, the Chiefs fan, Sheriff Easter, would have been holding an Eagle sign. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. There could be a new crime in Kansas, abusing a sports official. And if passed, House Bill 2139 could make it a Class B misdemeanor to abuse, including shoving, kicking, or spitting, on a sports official in Kansas. The bill has advanced out of committee and has a chance at passing because a record number of officials are quitting. Over the last 10 years, Kansas has lost 1,365 people registered to be an official, and one official said that he's back in the game after quitting himself. Sports official and organizer John Dehan said his car got keyed this year after a basketball game a couple of months ago, and Dehan has officiated for a long time and said he's seen it all. He testified in Topeka for the bill that could bring parents, spectators, or anyone threatening an official a potential fine of $1,000 or even jail time. Dehan said that because of the wild fans, more officials are quitting all the time. He said he thought about quitting last year after his postseason basketball games, literally leaving his uniform in a trash can at White Auditorium in Emporia. However, after giving it a few months, Dehan has come back to talk to lawmakers in reference to HB 2139. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, is watching closely to see what happens with the proposed bill. Jeremy Holliday, the KSHSAA's assistant executive director, stated that there have been games canceled in the state of Kansas because of lack of officials. Holliday said that officials are needed in every sport right now, which is something longtime officials hope will turn around with or without a new bill to protect officials. Now that the bill has advanced out of committee, the next step would be a vote before it could go to the House for consideration. Early on Monday morning, a Hays man was arrested after a high-speed chase through parts of Salina and southern Saline County. Salina Police Captain Paul Forrester reported that at approximately 2 a.m. on Monday, an officer noticed a fast-moving white 2008 Dodge Charger headed eastbound on West Walnut Street in central Salina. The car turned southbound onto South 12th Street, where the officer clocked the car traveling at 54 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. The officer attempted to stop the vehicle. However, the car took off, traveling at up to 90 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. After the car turned onto South 9th Street, it reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour, and the Charger continued south out of the city limits on Old Highway 81, traveling at 120 and eventually reaching 131 miles per hour. Spike strips placed by a Salina officer near the West Waterwell Road exit punched the Charger's tires, as did additional spike strips placed near the West Schilling Road exit. However, the car kept going, finally exiting at West Magnolia Road, where it went east at 60 miles per hour on deflated tires, and after traveling some distance, the vehicle became disabled. The driver, Brandon Cunningham, 40, of Hayes, was found to have a revoked driver's license, and he was arrested on requested charges that included felony flee and elude, reckless driving, felony interference with a law enforcement officer, driving while revoked as a habitual offender, and 38 traffic violations. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced on Monday that $850,000 has been made available to fund a new round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants. The HEAL program, which is funded by the Department of Commerce and the Patterson Family Foundation, provides grants to small communities across the state to revitalize downtown buildings. The HEAL program is designed to bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, child care, and entrepreneurship. HEAL is intended to close financial gaps in restoring underutilized properties and making downtown districts throughout the state more economically vibrant, and applicants must show that the submitted projects have potential to become economic drivers in their communities. Eligible applicants must be organizations applying on behalf of building owners and may include designated Kansas Main Street programs, economic development organizations, cities, counties, 501c3 or 501c6 organizations, and local community foundations. Private building owners should contact their local organization to work in partnership on the application and to identify buildings that are strong candidates for the HEAL program. The building should be underutilized, valuable to the historic fabric of the downtown district, and have a feasible plan for adaptive reuse. HEAL matching grants will be awarded for either facade or building construction projects, and communities that received a previous HEAL grant are not eligible to apply in this round. Proof of matching funds from the building owner will be required at the time of the application, and the application window opened on February 13 and will close on March 31st with the award notifications at the end of May. Information about the HEAL grant program and the online application can be viewed at kansascommerce.gov/HEAL. In Nebraska news, the McCook Police Department said it has reason to believe that an escaped inmate is no longer in the area. Ronald Grant was reported missing late Sunday night. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said that the 39-year-old left McCook's work ethic camp while emptying trash with a staff member and two other inmates. He was seen running west and eventually headed south. Grant had been in custody since 2005, and he was sentenced to 29 to 44 years for charges out of Lancaster County, and those charges included manslaughter, assault by a confined person, and being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon. Anyone that has information about this case is urged to contact law enforcement right away, and police also urge you to avoid approaching Grant if you see him. They had previously asked people in the McCook area to keep all their doors shut and to lock their vehicles. A Colorado man convicted of kidnapping and killing an Imperial woman in 2019 will spend the rest of his life in prison. Chase County District Court records said Kevin German, 27, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was sentenced to life in prison for kidnapping, and additionally he was sentenced to 60 to 80 years for second-degree murder and 30 to 36 months for first-degree false imprisonment. The sentences are concurrent, meaning they'll be served at the same time. The charges stem from a November 2019 incident where German was charged with kidnapping two women and holding them in a home near Enders. Authorities said the body of 22-year-old Anika Swanson was found near Imperial days later, while the other woman, Eve Ambrosek, was found safe. Kiana Carter, 25, of Utah, was also convicted of first-degree assault and kidnapping for her role in the case. She was sentenced last November to 42 to 53 years in prison on the charges. The Nebraska State Patrol is requesting assistance from the public in locating a person who went missing from Bruning, Nebraska, on February 2nd. Jamie Balich, 43, of Bruning, was last seen in his place of employment, Bruning Grain and Feed Company, on Thursday, February 2nd, according to officials. Balich is believed to be missing under suspicious circumstances, and he's described as a white male, 5'6" tall and 140 pounds, with blue eyes, brown hair, and a light beard. He was last seen wearing dark brown overalls and a dark brown coat. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts or information about his disappearance is urged to submit a tip through Nebraska Crime Stoppers. Tips are completely anonymous and can be submitted through the Nebraska Crime Stoppers website, the P3 Tips mobile app, or by calling 1-800-422-1494. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Monday, the Kansas Chamber released its energy study, State of Electricity in Kansas. Chamber President and CEO Alan Cobb said the state's high energy costs impact all customers, hurt the state's economic growth, and discourage investment and expansion. And by looking into what drives these costs, they hope to provide the Kansas legislature with a list of actionable items that leads to a comprehensive energy policy. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission former chairman Neil Chatterjee and his team at Hogan Lovells conducted the study last summer, and it was presented on Monday to chamber members during a virtual event. The report looks at the scope of regulatory and market factors driving the high retail electric rates in Kansas, as well as evaluates and provides suggestions for potential mitigation strategies to address those rates. The energy study includes 6 legislative and regulatory reform proposals that the state could take to reduce energy costs to all customers. And these actions could be pursued at the Kansas Corporation Commission, but it's likely that legislative fixes will be faster and more effective. The Smith, Phillips, and Norton County Conservation Districts will be hosting a local working group, or LWG, meeting on Wednesday, February 15th, and the purpose of the meeting is to make recommendations to the Natural Resources Conservation Service state conservationist related to addressing natural resource concerns at local levels. Dan Meyerhoff, the executive director for the Kansas Association of Conservation Districts, stated that LWGs are important because they provide recommendations on local and state natural resource priorities and criteria for U.S. Department of Agriculture conservation activities and programs. He said it's critical that the boots on the ground have a voice in the process. According to Meyerhoff, the LWG should be diverse and focus on agricultural interest and natural resource issues existing in the communities. Membership should include agricultural producers representing the variety of crops, livestock, and poultry raised within the local area, owners of non-industrial private forest land, representatives of agricultural and environmental organizations, and governmental agencies carrying out agricultural and natural resource conservation and activities. LWGs also take into account concerns of particular historically underserved groups and individuals, including but not limited to women, people with disabilities, socially disadvantaged, and limited resource groups. To RSVP for the February 15th meeting, or to request more information about LWGs, you can contact the Phillips County Conservation District or NRCS staff by calling 785-543-2732, extension 3, and individuals can also request information to attend virtually. The meeting will be at the Phillips County Annex Room in Phillipsburg tomorrow, Wednesday, February 15th at 9 a.m. Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched Connect NWK Job Board, the initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment. ConnectNWK.org is doing just what they were hoping, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas. In rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees looking for work in the region. and Connect NWK job board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26-county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly onto NWK.org. The Jobs Board is part of Connect NWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic and entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas, and the Private Operating Foundation serves 26 counties in the region. For more information, you can visit connectnwk.org. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pizza roll-ups, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheeseburger pockets, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 4:30 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball versus Trigo. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, rain mainly before 3 p.m. with a high near 44 and breezy with a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. The winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation today is 90%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Wednesday, snow mainly after 11 a.m. and the snow could be heavy at times with some patchy blowing snow after 1 p.m. The temperatures will be falling to around 23 by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and it's going to be blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90% with new snow accumulation on Wednesday of 3 to 5 inches possible. And on Wednesday night, snow will be likely mainly before midnight with some patchy blowing snow between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It should be cloudy with a low around 14 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation for Wednesday night is 70%. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your forecast for Thursday. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 34. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 43. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 48. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. And the barometric pressure is 29.25. And the dew point is 37 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 57 victor, the Philadelphia Eagles, came at a 38-35 score, and it was the defense who made just enough plays to get the win in that matchup for Kansas City. And Matt Verneram of FanSided.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed that offensive performance for the Chiefs that on the box score and on the eye test doesn't look as great, but might have been a little better than some expect.
The Chiefs defense, they rank 7th in yards per play, 5.1. 5.8 would definitely put them at the bottom of the heap. But, look, I didn't think they played well on defense. I thought they gave up too many big plays. I thought they gave up too many third and half conversions. They didn't get a lot of pressure, though, against that offensive front. I understand that. I will say this. They made a couple big plays, and they were very good against the running backs. Philadelphia, even including Hurts, only ran for 3.6 yards per attempt. So I thought they were very good in that regard. The Chiefs basically said, beat us throwing the ball. And to be fair, Hurts did. He was excellent throwing the ball, but the Chiefs made just enough plays to win the game.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have an area of low pressure lifting into western Kansas. Another upper-level low-pressure system moving along the Pacific Northwest coast. Meanwhile, moisture was lifting in from the south, and that was bringing some areas of rain to parts of central and eastern Kansas. Another factor happening today, strong gusty winds with a low-pressure system moving in that will head right over the northeastern part of the state. That could bring some surprises at times, even severe weather in northeastern Kansas with some hail-damaging winds, even an isolated tornado if things come together right. Wednesday and Wednesday night, a winter storm system is going to be affecting folks in western Kansas. This could be bringing some much-needed precipitation. In fact, we could see 4 to 6 inches of snow there with higher amounts in the northern part of the state. There's a sharp cutoff line almost right along the Kansas Turnpike where folks to the south of the Turnpike will not see as much snow. We expect near blizzard conditions possible tomorrow in western and northern Kansas, where anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of snow with higher amounts in northern Kansas could occur through Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, cash index may have hit a bottom. Pork product also is starting to move better product as well. The Plains weather, which we're seeing and appreciating the moisture, well, it's going to get mild by the end of the week. So anything that falls, it could be melted before we get to...